Someone keep me. could live without it all. together, y'all. I want to do that drive one more time, y'all. We are here to encounter God. Amen. Amen. Let's go. I need somebody to clap. Hey, this song just says there's power and praise.
Execute your weapon.
Execute your weapon.
open your mouth and give God.
Lord, we love you.
Dear God, thank you for everything you've done for my family. Thank you for keeping us safe.
You are good, yeah. Lord, we love you.
Lord, it's been rough at times, but you helped us through.
You are good, yeah, yeah.
Please bless other families to make it through bad times.
Lord, we love you.
Lord, bless my dad, my mom, my sister, the president, and all my family and friends.
You are good, yeah, yeah.
Lord, bless everyone who hears this CD. If they don't feel good, please help them feel better.
Lord, we love you.
Bless our country and the troops, my school, and everyone's school.
You are good, yeah, yeah, Lord, we love you.
And most of all, bless someone to be better friends with you because of my dad's music.
You are good.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 5:23 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this, the Sunday, June the 25th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge, Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And today we are bringing you part two of an ongoing theme which we began on Pentecost Sunday, entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. We began with our New Day theme, Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister with Never a Day. Then we heard theme song, the late Reverend Timothy Wright and the New York Fellowship Mass Choir with Enter His Gates with Thanksgiving and Into His Courts with Praise. And we just concluded that, then we heard Darwin Hobbs with Power in Praise. And we concluded with a prayer by Brian Michelle and Darius Sean Hammond. Thank you. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And now we're getting right into the rest of our program. And we want to let you know our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. The number again, 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, Pentecost Sunday. God fulfilled His promise. Jesus said that He was going to send the original disciples another comforter, one just like Himself. Although they didn't know exactly what He was talking about, because they were looking probably for another human being like He was. But what He did was send the third person of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit as a comforter into the world, because this Holy Spirit then could be everywhere present, even because Jesus in His human body was limited to being in the space where He was. But now the church could be formed because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in their midst, and not only in their midst, but in their physical being. And so therefore, we want to encourage you as believers in Christ to allow the Spirit who is in you because of your faith in Him to be released in your everyday circumstances, because he wants to be involved in doing the things and helping you do the things that we just can't do on our own. So we're encouraging you. We're pointing to the fact that the Spirit has come and that he is here, and we need to allow him to work in us and through us as he directs. And people will say, well, how can someone that we can't see work in us and through us? Because he's God. That's why. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. That's what God told to Sarah when he told her at 90-something years of age that she was going to have a child. She laughed. But God said there's nothing too hard for him. And so the Spirit of God is here to work in us. We just need to allow him to do his work, both in us and then through us. That's how true Christian work is accomplished. It's because of the overflow. Jesus said one day when he was preaching to others here on the earth, he says, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have this life more abundantly. Meaning he's going to give us more in our natural life through our salvation life than we can possibly handle. And so we minister to others through the overflow, the anointing of the Spirit of God working in us and through us is how true Christian work gets accomplished. And this is Michael W. Smith coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And he's here to remind us that heaven has come down.
Oh, heaven come down tonight. We want to see your glory shine. Burning like a flame forever. I am broken, nothing I can do. I'm calling out to you, bringing you a heart that's open. Come and light a fire, come and light a fire. In this moment, hear me crying out. I'm reaching for you now, bringing you a heart that's open and broken. Crying out, bringing you a heart that's open. Come and light a fire, come and light a fire. Like an ocean washing over us, strong and glorious. Your love has spoken, and our hearts are open. Shine, burning like a flame, burning like a flame forever.
gathered in a crowded room, trying to figure out just how it will go down. 120 waited for the promise that he gave the day he stepped up on that cloud. Present day and time, so much on my mind, it's easy to forget. Feeling broken and alone, often afraid of the unknown, creates my drama and my stress. Then something
on one.
5:42 here on WMFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry, the Sunday, June 25th, 2017 edition. We're bringing you part two of an ongoing theme, the release of the Holy Spirit. We heard Michael W. Smith with Heaven Come Down, followed by Fred Hammond with Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and he brought back Fred with his only, the Comforter. And the reason for that is we want to emphasize on these programs that the Spirit of God is here. God did not go away and leave us. Jesus did not go away and leave us comfortless. He is in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father on high, interceding, praying in our behalf. That's why we can be delivered from so many of the things that are going on in the world. And he also sent the Spirit to be with us. He wants us to know that God, the Holy Spirit, is here. Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
I'm
God the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. And where his presence is, there's no need to fear for those who put their faith and trust in him. Just look at the disciples. After Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, they were then willing to follow Jesus into Jerusalem, even though they knew that the Romans were there and that they were Jews who were in high positions who hated Jesus, and they were willing to kill him and the disciples. But they were following a man who raised a body that was decomposing from death. And so therefore they had no fear. They were marching triumphantly into the city of Jerusalem because their leader was there. But now our leader is in heaven. We can't see him, but his presence is with us through the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, like Phillips, Craig, and Dean just saying, because our God is here continually with us everywhere we go, we should have no fear either. We just want him to do his work in and through our lives. William McDowell here on Sounds of Praise. This is part two of our ongoing Pentecost series, theme entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we just want you.
Come on, put those hands together one more time. Come on. We're going to declare something tonight. Let's go.
We need your Spirit. Pour it out on us. Oh God, we need revival. Stir it up. Oh God, we just want you.
We just want you.
We just want you.
Hallelujah. Come on, help me say.
Creation. Creation waits.
We are people long for you.
Come.
everything he says is yes and amen.
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music, you're tuned to the Sunday, June the 25th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, coming to you from 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM. .org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown on this, the Sunday, June the 25th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We're bringing you part two of an ongoing theme entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. And coming up next, we have Pastor Norman Hutchins. Lord, you are the potter. And what that means is that God not only wants to make us into the individuals he would have us to be, but he wants to fill us with his divine presence. As we said a little while ago, we minister for God through the overflow that he pours into our life on a regular basis. He just doesn't give us enough to meet our needs. He gives us enough to meet our needs, and the overflow can help others with their various needs as well. You know you're an anointed person of God when God is using you to minister in other lives. Norman Hutchins, Lord, you are the potter, here on Sounds of Praise.
Lord, you are the potter.
Lord, you are the potter.
And I am the clay.
And I am the clay.
Mold me and make me.
Mold me and make me.
Have thine own way.
Have thine own way.
Lord, I need your spirit.
Lord, I need your spirit.
I can't make it without your grace.
Lord,
give my all to
you. I give my all to you.
To be a willing vessel.
Be a willing vessel.
To use me through and through.
To use me through.
Come
and
on.
Through.
But Lord, I need your spirit.
Lord, I need your spirit.
Lord, I need your grace.
Lord, I need your grace.
Help me to run.
Help me to run.
This Christian race. That's what we want to tell him tonight.
Have your way.
Anybody want God to use them?
Have your way in me.
I dare you sing it along with us. Come on.
Have your way.
Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way in me.
I've counted up the cost. Yes, I have.
Have your way.
And I'm willing to serve. Yes, I am.
Have your way in me.
Will somebody help me say, have your way.
Have your way.
In my life, Jesus.
Have your way in me.
It hasn't always